Hi, I'm John Papa. This is Dan Wallin, and we're going to get into module number two here, which is moving your code skills from ASP.NET to working with Silverlight.
That's right.
So if you've got an ASP.NET application and you're looking at doing some Silverlight work, this is the place for you.
This is it.
So Dan, we've got three exercises, again, very similar to module on lab one, I should call it, where we did WinForms to Silverlight.
Right.
A lot of the concepts are the same. Exercise one, we're going to again go over, which we'll do now, go over the project cycle. And then exercise two, we'll go over the UI. And exercise three, we'll hook in the data and actually make it work.
That's right.
So why don't you jump in?
All right. So let's open up Visual Studio. And we have a project here, which if you went through the exercise with Windows Forms, this will look really familiar, except for there's one extra we didn't talk about.
And I'm sorry, we should take a quick time out, I guess, to say this is ASP.NET Web Forms.
Yes, correct? This is an ASP.NET Web Forms app.
As opposed to MVC.
That's correct. That's correct. However, the same things, you're going to see we use very heavy jQuery in this example, so definitely the same concepts would apply with MVC as well. So, all right, we have, first off, a model project, and this represents our data access layers. And you'll see that inside of this we have an EDMX file. So this is our Entity Framework 4 model. There's a couple extra little files down here, these .tt files, and that's because when you're on your model, you can actually right-click and you can add code generation items.
Mm-hmm.
And I added in self-tracking entities. And so the reason for that is it makes it really easy for us to track different object state, deleted,
updated, et cetera.
Yeah. So that's kind of nice. So that's our entity model. That's going to be called through our repository class. And this is just a fairly simple interface you can see here and the associated class that implements the interface. And so you can see we have get customer and get customers and a bunch of different things that actually call in to that entity framework model.
Right. These are all your CRUD objects, or CRUD operations, I should say.
Yeah. So this is what we're going to use on the back end, on the server side, to interact with our SQL database.
Mm-hmm.
From there, we have a customer service. This is our web service. So this SVC file is a WCF service. You could certainly, what I'm going to demonstrate, though, we could do with ASMX or others. But you'll notice that it implements our service interface. It has different service operations, get customer, save customer, and some other stuff down here that makes it possible to make all this work.
Right.
And we'll kind of revisit that a little later we're going to use jQuery. So one of the things I want to point out is in the interface itself, you'll notice I have some web invoke attributes, and we're not going to go deep into that because that's not the focus of the exercise.
Right.
It's all set up for you, but in essence what we're doing is we're making it so jQuery can easily do get calls up to these different operations.
And so the starting point again is you have a ASP.NET project where you're using jQuery to consume the data on the client.
That's right.
You would have to do these things.
These are some of the things you, depending on what you know the operation you're after, mm-hmm. this is something you more than likely would have to do. Yes.
Right.
If you're using WCF, obviously there's different options. Okay, so that's kind of our model and our service. And currently, if I come on down to this Silverlight customer viewer, this is the Silverlight app itself that we're going to build. And let me go ahead and show you that. So this is right now the web page. And so you'll see I can click on different items, and we can load those customers in. We can do updates and deletes.
All in Silverlight.
This one actually is the web one.
Oh, this is the web one.
This is the web one. They look close, though, yeah. The Silverlight one, let's go ahead and open that one up. And you'll see that this is going to look almost identical, because that's the goal. We can still do the same type of thing, and that's what we're after. So we want to convert this over from more of a HTML JavaScript to Silverlight. All right. So the web interface. Let's go ahead and go into there. So this project is customerviewer.web. And you'll notice that we have some styles, pretty standard, just CSS. There is a script. And this is some of the jQuery code that actually handles interacting with the service. So as a item is loaded, or as the page is loaded, I should say, this gets invoked. And then we do some jQuery selectors, find some IDs, and handle some events and things.
Right.
As you go through the lab exercise, it'll kind of have you walk through these different files so that you can kind of get a feel for how the app is built.
And again, the point, the reason we're showing this in Silverlight videos is to show that we have jQuery here. This is a real-world type example of using jQuery. And we're going to take this and say, how would you do this with Silverlight?
It's exactly what we're doing. So this is kind of as it currently is, and then we'll migrate that over.
Right.
All right, and then finally, we have our default.spx. And this is pretty straightforward. Let's go to design view. It looks like just what you saw earlier. So there's the interface. So it's using jQuery, but initially the dropdown, or the combo box, which in this case is a dropdown list, is loaded on the server side, and then from then on jQuery takes over.
Right.
For all the calls after that. So that'll all be in the code you'll have as you walk through and start the lab exercise.
Looks pretty good. So the next module will go through hooking up the UI for the Silverlight application to look very similar to what we had in the jQuery ASP.NET version.
Exactly.
Which is why I got confused on which one was which.
No, they look real close. So, yep.
Excellent. All right, we'll see you in the next exercise.